I'm a human, and as a human, I eat. I got fucking Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Ride in on a horse, motherfucker.
Ride in on a horse.
Make everybody learn a dance. Yeah. Party for 3 days straight.
Yeah. That's how the Indians do it. I'm so excited.
My wedding was crap. This is
We
Have Concerns.
Your wedding was
fine. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Don't bait me into being nice because you know my wife listens to the show.
It was a lovely ceremony.
It was a wonderful wedding.
I had a great time.
It was a wonderful wedding. I didn't ride in on anything.
No. If you had ridden on a horse,
I rode in on
better.
Muni. It was disgusting.
Kind of the same thing.
It was disgusting. Jeff, do you know what a lamprey is?
A lamprey.
A lamprey. Mm. It is a strange carnivorous fish. If you've ever seen
that's
those...
the laser I created out of the lighting in my...
Stop it. Why even do that? Why even do that? If I show you a picture of a lamprey, you'll... There are these weird fish that kind of look like they're kind of really long and thin, but they have like teeth, you know, those circular rows of teeth.
Yeah.
They're insane. One of the first things I ever saw on the internet that really, really scarred me that was not pornography related was somebody had taken a picture of somebody's fingertips and put lamprey mouths onto the pads.
Nice.
Oh, it was so, there was something about it. It was such a good Photoshop and it was so, such a terrifying image. I absolutely hated it. I saw a lot of porn that had to do with lampreys too. And that's,
you don't want to go to,
yeah. I mean,
you don't
so
go to
some of the earliest things, not as much lamprey stuff on the internet now as there was in the beginning.
I think maybe you should just try searching for different stuff. That's my suggestion.
Maybe.
I mean, it's a little on you is what I'm saying.
I don't see how. What if I told you that lampreys, Arctic lampreys, were falling out of the sky?
Right now?
What if I told you at the Value Village in Fairbanks, Alaska, employees of the store had customers running in saying, hey, there's a weird fish monster in your parking lot.
Those guys were not even remotely stoned in any way.
Trying to
get through the day.
It was a 15-inch long fish in a bucket. They put it in a bucket of water, and they called the Department of Fish and Game. Fell out of the sky. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is an Arctic lamprey. By the way, this story was sent in by LRC523 on our Reddit. That's wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. So here's the thing. The Value Village has this Arctic lamprey. They put it in a bucket. They call Fish and Game. Fish and Game keeps getting calls.
Yeah.
All week long.
And it's annoying because they show up and there's so many great values at the Value Village that they can't not spend some money.
Right.
And so the guys are
here to stop the fish monster.
But, you know, you're not going to turn down a bargain like that.
So it's
really annoying to have to keep answering those calls because...
Do you guys...
Budget-wise.
Yeah. So listen, we're going to take this fish monster out of here, and we're really sorry that it showed up.
Oh, thanks, man.
Do you guys have those, like, the microfiber blankets?
Oh, yeah, we got... Those are on special, actually, this week.
I love
two for $19.99.
I love those. You know, my wife says they feel too much like cleaning cloths or socks, but I just think they're so soft.
Oh, you know what you do? You wash them a couple of times, and then they feel so much better. In fact, you can grab, there's so many different colors to choose from.
I'm also going to need a tarp to wrap the fish monster in.
Oh, we got tarps. Oh, they're on special this week, actually.
This place is the best! Hold on, my phone's ringing. And it's more fish monsters. All week, the Department of Fish and Game is getting calls from residents in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hey, I have long parasitic fish with terrifying rings of teeth in my yard.
What?
I don't have any water in my yard. I don't have any water in my neighborhood.
But
actually, I have to call the city about that.
Why is there no water in my neighborhood?
We are dehydrated and dying.
Well, so these fish are falling from the sky? That's the explanation?
So after a week of checking, they found out that what was happening is the Arctic lamprey actually is in Alaskan waters, and they were probably getting picked up by birds, by gulls.
Oh, then, prank birds!
It was bird pranks.
Oh, those crazy prank birds.
You know the bird pranks YouTube channel?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's hilarious.
Where they trick people into embarrassing themselves in really awkward ways.
Yeah.
Makes people uncomfortable when they start to think about the pranks because the pranks are not very responsible.
Yeah. Well, you know, such is the case with pranks.
But, I mean, that's why... It's pranks with a Z. People need to know what they're getting into.
It's zany!
These are extreme bird pranks. This is not a regular prank. This is not like a, whoop, is your refrigerator running?
No.
No. This is
hardcore bird
pranking.
This is
a bird shows up at your office and is like, you're fucking my girlfriend.
Yeah.
We need to talk about this, bro.
There's really some serious anger.
Yeah.
And then that one time that one bird like came over into the car wash and came up to the cash register and then just ate a whole pack of Alka-Seltzer and exploded on that guy.
Yeah, that was really messed
disturbing.
Up. That bird had a lot going on though. Yeah. I think that was not,
if they should have aired that one.
That was not, I think, planned to be a prank. I like the one where the bird pretends to be a sexual predator and gets the 15-year-old girl to get into its beak.
Oh, man.
And then the parents are like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Don't get into a stranger's beak.
Yeah. You know what? Now that I think about it, bird pranks actually really does do a service. You should head to youtube.com/birdpranks with a Z. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's great. But don't click on any of the lamprey porn, though, because it's the same channel, weirdly.
But it's not so weird, Jeff. There's a lot of lamprey porn out there if you just look.
That's true.
Even if you don't look. You know what? There's a great newsletter where you don't have to do anything. It just comes to your inbox.
Don't Look Weekly.
I would subscribe to Don't Look Weekly. I feel like early internet was just me subscribing to Don't Look Weekly.
Yeah.
So they found out that these birds were probably trying to, you know, eat these lamprey or catch these lamprey.
And then they realized it had a face full of teeth on it?
Yeah, they realized, oh, this is a parasitic death worm fish.
What was I doing trying to eat this? I'm dropping it into that dude's yard.
Yeah, your problem now, bird pranks. So there is a rational response for why these birds are showing up. But here's the thing. This article goes into all of the times that fish and other wildlife has shown up in places where it doesn't belong without the benefit of being carried for birds. If you think about it, the idea of raining animals.
Yeah.
That's like biblical times, right?
Yeah.
That's
plagues and shit.
Yeah, exactly. But there are times all throughout history where animals that just should not be in a place motherfucking show up there.
Wow.
Whether it's fish.
Frogs.
Locusts.
Yeah. I read the Bible.
Whether your firstborn dies mysteriously.
Yeah, that's not
that
good.
That happens all the time. You know, bird pranks. But
that time on bird pranks where that one bird came over to those people's house and like mysteriously murdered their firstborn.
Yeah, because they didn't have blood on their door, on their door frame.
Classic bird prank.
Bird pranks.
Oh, man.
So good. Every 2 years, it seems like there is a plague of airborne fish somewhere in the world. In the last 10 years alone, there have been fish plagues in India, Japan, Australia, Hungary, the Philippines, and Ireland.
Hmm.
Sometimes delivering hundreds of live or dead animals. Now, that would have to be a very well-organized and orchestrated bird prank.
That is a extreme bird prank. I feel like that's even sort of outside the logistics of just a mere bird prank. Do you think birds are dropping by the hundreds these things?
Bird flash mob.
That's the only explanation. You know what it is because of bird Twitter, which I guess is just Twitter?
It's bringing everybody together. Yeah, it's just Twitter. But it's not onomatopoeia. They just tweet.
They literally tweet.
No, so they're saying this can't be birds. This can't be birds.
What can it be then?
So the idea is maybe it's weather? Maybe it's water spouts or other sort of, you know.
So what you're saying is they don't know.
Extreme storms that pick up these fish and then drop them down when the weather system heads into inland, right? As these storms lose momentum, these fish just drop. Because the wind can't carry them anymore. Here's the problem with that theory. Why is it only fish? Why isn't it picking up other shallow ocean animals, right? Like,
yeah.
It's just fish.
Well, maybe because fish travel
are aerodynamic. Fish are way more aerodynamic, yeah. And so they just slide up into the water.
They spout. Do. No, but maybe because they travel in schools and they can. We wouldn't notice if just one stray frog or one stray, I don't know, turtle showed up on the ground. You would notice it if it was 50 fish.
Sure, but if it was a mix, right? Because you've got 50 fish laying on the ground, right?
Yeah. Oh, why wouldn't there be?
You would see if there was like a turtle or a crab mixed in there, right?
Those guys are crafty. They just blend right in.
They just do. You know what it is? Is it's like in those war movies where a soldier has to hide among the dead bodies. Yeah. It's like the beginning of Metal Gear 5.
There you go.
It's like in the It's like in the hospital in Metal Gear 5 where it's like, listen, I gotta cover myself with, I'm Snake, and I gotta cover myself with these dead bodies.
Yeah.
It's like this turtle, solid turtle is just like,
or a snake. It could have been a snake. It might have been a snake.
Yeah, they haven't found any snakes either. It could literally have been a snake.
It could have literally been solid snake.
But it's, or a crab or like whatever, but it's like this grizzled crab with an eye patch, and it's just like hiding under these fish as people are coming. Like the Department of Fish and Game is coming by like, I swear I saw a turtle here.
Ah, man. You gotta calm down,
no,
Harvey.
There was a turtle. I know there was.
It's a whole bunch of fish. Look, there's no turtle here.
Then why are so many of us winding up dead? With snapping wounds in our necks.
Yeah, classic snap wounds. No, I know. You make
a
fair point.
That's a classic turtle prank.
It is.
A classic deadly turtle prank. And we need to put a stop to it. Meanwhile, underneath the fish.
Oh, boy.
Oh, golly.
The thing that's,
we gotta stay perfectly still.
The thing that's so terrifying
so
about
we can
it, Harvey.
Murder them all.
Is how they die so slowly. You don't want to die
whoever
like that.
Whoever killed them enjoyed it. Took their time.
Took their time.
I tried to do it fast and painless, but I just couldn't make it happen.
Slow and steady.
It's
your face.
I need to remember the basics of CQC.
Written and directed by Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, but so why do you think it's just fish? How could it just be fish?
I don't buy the whole it's a wind that just swept up. Have we ever seen weather pick up fish and deposit it in a town?
That's the other thing that scientists are saying is, well, I mean, it could be weather, but we ain't seen that.
Yeah,
like,
we've never seen that happen.
Ain't nobody seen it. Like, somebody would see it.
You would feel like somebody would have noticed when that gusty day and all those fish got transported out of the lake.
If there's a camera phone on whenever someone in the world randomly gets hit in the balls with something,
yeah,
somebody is taking video of these fish falling
there's
from the sky.
Dude,
if that's what's happening.
Exactly. Some dude would be like, you know, that's interesting. I've never seen a cloud full of fish in it before.
Yeah, my battery is almost dead.
I'm not going to take any
video. I'm waiting. Somebody's going to get kicked in the nuts. I can feel it. There's a sick bird prank coming up today, and I'm going to be there for
Heads up!
Ah!
Oh, my balls! God!
And I got it. I got it in that new slow-mo, dog.
Oh, and I just slipped on all these fish.
I got that 6S. I got one of those moving photos. It's very beautiful. It's artistic.
I'm just going to lay here for a while.
And perfectly still, I will eat your face. Coming down the road ever so slowly, your face is mine.
I don't know. I think, clearly it's happening. It's documented enough that we know.
Well, we know that the shit is where it's not supposed to be.
Yes.
We just have no idea how the shit got to where it's not supposed to be.
Exactly. So, but what I'm saying is we know that it's not like, oh, there was just one random fish and somebody's blowing this out of proportion, because we have enough documentation that it's happening.
Yeah.
We just don't know why it's happening.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where we get back to the, any phenomenon, any piece of science looks like magic.
Yeah.
Whatever the phrase saying
any
is.
Any technology. Any
sufficiently advanced technology appears to be magic.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the same kind of situation here where.
Any sufficiently advanced bird prank.
Yeah.
It looks like magic. they really do pull them off so well. And I have a lot of problems with the personal danger and some of the sexism and just the uncomfortability of some of their pranks. But these birds are sick prankers.
Well, when you laugh and you feel guilty for laughing so hard.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it is so funny.
It's like, how did they pull that off? The thing that they do where they're always like switching seats in the drive-through.
Oh, man.
How do they even drive cars? They're birds.
You feel like that would be enough of a prank that a bird drives a car, but they go it one step further. And I love it when they get the celebrities in there. Oh, man. They did prank the shit out of celebrities. Oh, it's great.
I will say that I do get very uncomfortable. I think the only channel that goes way too far is Turtle Pranks.
Well, Turtle Pranks is just violent.
Yeah.
And slow and violent. The videos are so long.
That's right. Keep talking into your microphones.
I mean, I just don't appreciate the way the turtles act in those videos.
Just a little bit longer now.
I mean, they are really just bred to be killing machines.
Remember the basics of CQC.
Jeff! Jeff!
Little balloon on my back just takes me into the air. Written and directed by Hideo Kojima.
What do you think is causing these rains of fish, these fish storms? Is it bird pranks?
Oh, fish storms.
What's causing the fish storms? Let us know what you think. Yeah. Where are the fish storms at?
I want a fish NATO.
Let us know where you think they're coming from on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And of course, you're going to hashtag that bird pranks with a Z.
Yeah.
And hey, if you're enjoying the show.
Oh, man. I am enjoying the show.
It's not a question for you.
But so you're talking to me.
I'm talking to the audience. I swear to God, it's been like almost 200 episodes.
Okay.
Please head to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, 5-star rating actually really helps the show because it helps people find it on iTunes, which is really the only way we have of marketing our show.
Yeah. We don't understand how marketing works. Please give us a 5-star review. And you know, they're going to ask you to write a review after you do that.
Oh God, you don't need to do that. No. That's annoying and no one even reads it.
Yeah. Instead, what you should do is if you were going to watch any animal-based prank channel.
Oh yeah.
Just let us know what animal you would like to see do pranks and why.
Giraffe pranks. It's all neck-based humor.
All necks. I was up here the whole time. It's the same punchline every goddamn time, giraffes.
Still funny, though.
They're no fish.